He shat him his pants.
Very nicely done, Nick.
Shat him.
And with that, we're off.
Oh, we're off already? Mm-hmm.
Shat him.
Off Nick was calling me shat him.
Because you shat your pants.
Because you shat yourself.
In the past tense.
Shard him.
Adam's going to shave lines into his eyebrows, everybody.
I didn't say that.
It's a law firm. Shard him, shit him, and bathroom.
That's good.
Yeah.
Shard him, shit him, and bathroom. So you shart, that's for if you shart, you mm-hmm. shit, or anything that happens in the bathroom.
Shit show. Welcome to the shit show.
Welcome to the shit show. I'm gay. Welcome to the shit show. My
welcome
dick is
to
small.
The shit show. My ass is filled with shit.
Please get this shit out of my ass by any means necessary.
I can't wait to shit on you. Fill the audience with shit
from my asshole. The shit comes from my asshole. And I want to
just spraying shit all over the audience
in my asshole.
Yeah, Guns and fucking Roses.
Guns and fucking Roses, brother.
Remember, rock and roll used to fucking mean something, man. Rock and roll. 1993. Rock and roll used
use
to
your
fucking
illusion.
Fucking rock from my asshole.
God, what a pathetic figure to even remotely visit in my mind.
We don't have to say my name.
From my penis.
Yeah.
Comes from my penis.
To even think about that guy.
I think about him more often than...
Once a year, yeah. I'm like, let's see how bad it's gotten.
Yeah, you go in on Facebook.
And then it's like, you know, he'll do an interview with like some arts quarterly that only covers like, you know, it's like hobbies and crafts tri-monthly.
Yeah, it's just some guy who writes the Hudson Valley.
You know,
yeah.
And they're like, we finally got a website, mm-hmm. and the editor is like a 67-year-old woman with like 3 adult sons who are all lawyers,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and then she just does, you know, scrapbooking or whatever.
That's
she's
right.
Like, I'm going to start a local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We're interviewing, you know. Him.
Him.
A local comedian.
And it's just, yeah, it's always just so, it's always just so sad.
I think it's cool to love rock and roll, dude, in 2019.
And DIY.
To talk about being a rock and roll guy.
Yeah,
I love
as an identity,
on,
that's
I love
cool.
throwing on the Scorpions and just rocking out.
Uh-huh.
Here I am. Getting sucked off by a man.
Yeah, they're a gay band.
Nah,
they're
old, dude.
No. German, no.
Do you know where you are? No, wait, that's the Jungle Guys.
Yeah.
Guns
the
and
Jungle
Roses.
Guys.
The Jungle Boys.
That was their original name.
From the jungle, inside of the jungle,
yeah,
we are having
groupies,
lots of
the jungle
fun. No, they don't call them that.
That's just,
no
one's ever called
them that. Guns and Roses.
Guns and Roses.
Rose here, and we call
I don't think Slash would like that very
yeah.
much.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think Slash's mother would
my
like that.
My original name is Black Slash White.
Well, he is, no?
Black Slash Jewish. Yeah.
He's mixed.
Yeah, you should know that. Come on. The one of the only cool guys in Judaism.
Well, all the Black Slash Jewish are cool.
Yeah, but
Lenny Kravitz,
Barack Obama,
Drake. Maya Rudolph.
Drake's not as cool as Slash.
Jeffrey Epstein.
He's cool.
Jeffrey Epstein.
He was half black. From the waist down, baby.
No.
Rapist.
No,
Adam. No.
What
no,
have you
Nick
done?
Said the second pass.
That's what you mean.
You said it, Adam.
No, I meant
it
he had a large penis.
And I don't accept
no,
it.
No, I just meant it in the way that people say
that's
it in middle school
up,
that they have large penis. No,
Adam,
I didn't. I apologize to the community.
That is fucked up.
I didn't mean
that.
To say it that way, and I didn't
you
mean
should take
to
a leave of absence.
Okay.
Take a 2-minute leave of absence
right.
from the podcast.
I'll see you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to think about things.
I'm putting the phone... I'm doing
you're out of the family.
Timer.
You're out of this thing.
This thing of ours. Podcasting. Mm-hmm. Dude, should we start making people in podcasting?
Mm-hmm. You see, the four of us, we all had HIV. We called it this thing of ours. It's a big secret. Nobody knew. We'd pass it around to girls in North Jersey without telling them. The coast of no cells.
Ah, fuck. All right, you can talk again, Adam.
All right, I thought you were timing it. But
you don't get any part of the Cosa Nocels.
No, I'm going to sit out that one. It looks fun, though.
Yeah, it was fun to
Looked
laugh
like you guys
that.
Were having fun.
We were having a blast thinking about Italian guys with AIDS.
Yeah.
Who got it?
Yeah, I've got what they call opportunistic diseases. Yeah, I got some of the capos.
I got a capos.
Caposi suck. Caposi suck. Yeah, let me get some of the caposi suck.
Caposi granella. What are some other ones?
Caposi sarcoma sounds like an Italian.
Caposi.
Let me get some of the capacus.
Sarcomella.
Let me get the gabagoose sarcomage. Yeah, I got scabs all over my face.
Yeah, my face is fucked up. No, this ain't sauce.
Nah.
No, yeah. This ain't gravy.
Yeah, it's like that movie Philadelphia, but it's Brooklyn. You know, it's even better, baby. It's fucking Bensonhurst.
I told him, let me be Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that actually would be a funny movie about like a mafia guy in the 70s in Bensonhurst who gets HIV.
Yes.
And he struggles, and he's like, and then it just culminates with him doing a big speech. Yeah, I got HIV. So what? And he's like addressing all the mob guys and they're like tearing up. He's like, I'm still like my blood is still the blood of this family or whatever. And they're all like, you know, tearing up, realizing that they've like judged this man for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just immediately kill him.
Yeah.
And freeze him, cut up. Like, and keep the gloves on when you cut his
Put
legs
Put the
up.
Fucking gloves
Make
on.
Make sure you don't get any of that gay shit all over the fucking the basement of the clubhouse.
If any gay blood is fucking dripped, we gotta burn the whole fucking place down.
If that fucking gay shit ends up in a fucking sauce, I'm gonna vomit until we got a lady president. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is pretty messed up that in The Sopranos when Vito was gay, it was an immediate death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
There was no
even though he was a good earner.
It was the only thing that saved him would have saved him potentially.
He was going to go do meth, being a good push earner. Meth in Atlantic City.
He should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tony was kind of thinking about it, but then he did disgusting things.
He just did unnatural things.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is worse things than any other mobster had ever done.
I mean, that's got to be the best episode when he goes to Vermont for like
New Hampshire. Yeah, yeah.
That is the funniest shit in the
it's
entire
world. It's so good when he's working. He tries to get a real job.
Swiping his brow. It's been 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the most accurate portrayal of Italians on screen I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Them trying to do an honest day's living and being gay is what I mean.
Johnny Cakes.
To be honest, I would go for some Johnny Cakes.
Was it sweet pancakes?
I would love, I think they're just pancakes.
They're pancakes, but I think they're made with a little bit of cornmeal.
Yes, oh, okay. That's correct.
Because there's a lot, you know, there's corn cakes, there's hoe cakes, there's Johnny Cakes, there's pancakes, there's fucking, there's like
a lot of different cakes.
Yeah, any type of like meal or flour you make, you can turn into a cake.
Into a flat cake.
I would love a couple flapjacks right now.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's real good is you get the larger, I mean, you probably do it with a regular blender mix, but you take some nacho cheese Doritos and blend them into a fine powder.
I'm very
and
interested.
Mix it with just egg.
Okay.
And a little bit of like water and some flour in there, and then you make Doritos pancakes.
Doritos Locos Crepes.
Yeah, Doritos.
Doritos.
Los Locos de Santos de Doritos Dominguez y Concepción. Just Benicio
My man's
del
out
Toro.
Here making Dorito crepes, dude.
Benicio del Toro looking like he's overdosing on naps. Being like, this is the most dangerous breakfast anyone's ever made. One time a man in Colombia tried to make it and he had to kill himself and his whole family.
Damn, dude, when did you first make Doritos crepes, dude?
I don't know, a couple years ago. There's a lot. It was when I got the Vitamix. I was going wild with batters.
I know. That's a wild move.
Well, one time when Nick...
It's both broke as shit, but it also... it's spiritually broke, but it requires a Vitamix.
Mm.
So it caught you at the right time in your life.
Well, it's like when you get a deep fryer, which I've never personally had, but I had friends that had deep fryers, and you just go...
Yes.
You know, everything. We're going to try everything.
Everything.
Uh-huh. And then once you get to the end of the day, you realize that the basics were the answer.
That was the good shit. Wings, potatoes.
All the fucking other shit you can put in, it sucks.
It sucks, dick,
It's not good.
your own onion ring to get, you know, but that's
Oreos are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what's also good, Adam?
Shutting up.
I wasn't going to say it.
But now that you bring it up, hold on, Adam.
I was going to say latkes and pay respect to the Jewish culture.
Well, then thank you.
But now that you say
but
it.
But now you reminded me that you hold a grudge. Because I may have told you to shut up once or twice. You're gonna treat me.
That would be so awesome if that's your recollection of this podcast. Is maybe one or two mm-hmm. times I was a little rude to you. Mm-hmm. But you're gonna hold that against me?
I don't hold any
for
grudges.
For years. One or two instances.
I gotta hear about when I was having a bad day.
Just quietly seething on the inside, not saying anything, resenting Nick.
Fuck. Damn. Whoa.
Did you boys do anything for Halloween?
I just smelled something weird.
What is it? The cat's shit?
No, is it possible I got pure dust in my nose?
Possible, yeah.
Oh.
Do you have like floating dust or
something? Something just fucked my whole shit up, dude.
Yeah.
I'm also nursing this fucking tooth injury.
Do you need to throw up?
Yeah.
Here, clear the air with the torch.
Yeah. Yeah, just hit a little butane
torch.
Hold on.
I need to see something really small and disgusting. Adam, damn, pull your penis out. Maybe that will help you throw up.
Yes. Okay, 1 second.
Hold on.
Yo, go ahead. Should get a dab rig. Wow. Now that you got a butane torch,
afraid
we should start smoking dabs.
It's literally 8 feet away from
the
you.
The sound was scary.
Do it, dude.
It's a scary sound.
I sort of threatening
it. I don't like it.
With knives, and now I got fire.
Hell yeah, dude. This is real podcasting.
Don't
dude.
Post me. I don't want people to see how fucked up my apartment is right now.
I won't.
It's a disaster.
I won't post you, brother.
Thank you.
But we are playing with fire, folks, out here.
Yeah. Nick's maybe I should do the torch into the mic.
Yeah.
I'm sure that would both work and not do anything.
Yeah. It would, be something good
to listen
to.
Well, we need the sound effect.
And B, not ruin one of the only pieces of equipment we have.
Yeah.
That'd be fine, dude. We'd just give you Adam's mic for the rest of the app.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Is this guy back?
What?
Didn't you already do retarded good morning,
I think
Vietnam?
You did good morning being gay.
I did good morning being gay.
If I'm not mistaken. So there's a difference.
There's a turn. Yeah. Yeah.
No,
there's
just a movie about like an optimistic like McDonald's drive through guy. Like a Down syndrome guy with the McDonald's headset on. He's like, "Good morning, Vietnam." And they're like, can I place my order?
This is Parkville, Maryland.
Yeah, can I place my order? Can I get a double check? Good morning, Vietnam. Manager's like, I'm sorry. He just saw Good Morning, Vietnam.
It's his favorite movie.
He doesn't understand the difference between the radio and a drive-thru. It's partially complicated by the fact that we showed him the movie Radio. So now he thinks he's a radio.
There's a lot going on.
He saw two movies this weekend, and we're gonna have to fire him.
Yeah, we will. The long and the short of it, we have already fired.
We've already found a different person with Down syndrome to replace him.
But yeah. He is continuing to work for free. Mm-hmm.
We're gonna let him keep the headset.
Yeah, we found a Mexican immigrant who also has Down syndrome that can work for even more free. He's actually paying us $9 an hour to work here.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. I did not do anything to answer your question, Adam, for Halloween. I was on edibles dealing with my
They didn't
my
give you any
injury.
Good pills?
No, bro. And they literally fucking drilled a hole into my mouth and put a fucking metal screw in that bitch.
No opioids. No,
no opioids. No nothing. Too many motherfuckers been
abusing
snorting
it.
Them, dude.
What about you would make them think that you'd abuse
nothing,
any substances?
First of all, I can do drugs. Easy money and stop whenever I want. It's food I have an issue with, but opioids, brother, I'll take those shits. The bottle will end. I'll be sad. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, I'll be sad to see my friends go.
It's crazy that,
but I won't look for more.
When I got shingles, I got Vicodin.
Like medicine that helps because of like a crisis.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like, no, I need the pills.
Yeah, I'm not the fucking dumbass fucking hillbilly that's on heroin now.
Yeah, but also, like, you should just like err on the side of caution and just give people the like, oh yeah, this guy ripped his tooth out so he could get Oxycontin.
Yeah. I've like, been tubeless for 2 years.
Maybe let him have the Oxycontin. Yeah.
Right. We need to reward hard work.
Yeah.
That's why we pay more per fucking guy, per patient in our freaking system.
Rewarding
Tard work.
Them too.
Can you say Tard?
Can I?
Because they always say don't use the R word.
Oh, yeah. Like, well, but that's,
then I'm going to say Tard.
I'm guessing you still can't say it. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, it's like a diminutive.
That would be like saying part of the
N-word. Well, it's like you can't say the N-word. But yeah, but you can't say the first three. You can say GER.
But you know you can't say the first three.
Of course you can't, because that's
well,
still
that
an
answers
N-word.
Your question.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, because yes. Oh, it's saying not the R word. The first
it's
letter.
No longer the R word.
I don't think the first letter is the problem.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think you can call them Rets. I think you can call the. You can say Ret.
When the Founding Fathers wrote certain things in the Constitution, thus, the N-word will be enjoyed by men of all colors. That the R-word is the word to use set to expire circa 1997, to which we will begin. This is all in the Constitution.
It's in the Constitution.
No, I have not read the Constitution. No. But have they? I don't think they even know how to read. So why don't we... I'm going to say Tard.
Let me say it, folks. Yeah. Can I say it, please? Mm-hmm. And then once we clear this up, we will get to the rape. Mm-hmm. Then we will get to the rest of the case.
I'm building my case here. It's a slow case built on rhetoric. And
we will get to the tax evasion case.
We will get
to the white-collar crime. As soon as we clear me being able to say.
I put on a bit of that Ken Burns Civil War documentary again.
Uh-huh.
With that Shelby Foote guy.
I don't remember that.
No, he's like some, I don't know, just like a, historian? I don't know, maybe he's a writer or something. I think he's a writer. But he's the Southern guy that's like, well, you know, Lee, but he tells stories about like the personalities or affects of like these Civil War characters. But then he's like genuinely charmed by them. And it's like, you fucking loser.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, Lee would always take us up on the porch. And it's like, why are you laughing?
Shut
right
up.
Now? You fucking
he's some
dork.
Asshole in a book. Yeah. You don't know this fucking
you don't
guy.
Know this
can
guy.
You imagine him reading a book and smiling?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
fuck
a fucking
you.
Nerd.
Who is he? I'm going to fuck him up.
I think he's dead.
Good.
Yeah. Shelby Foote.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to go piss on his grave.
Yeah, with Lincoln. It. Lincoln would actually.
How about Shelby Foote meet Stavros Penis?
Mary Todd would always get upset because.
My cock, bro.
You got him there, baby.
Lincoln was known for sodomizing the neighborhood boys. I was actually, he would trick them into playing hide and seek in his house. When they'd come over, he'd cut off the balls and cook them down in succotash.
Succotash.
A little bit of corn and child's balls, and he'd put it in his mouth, and it was said that his mouth was filled with the balls of seven children when he gave his famous Gettysburg Address. And that's why he said 420 years ago, because if he had just said 100, whatever the fucking number is, the balls would have fallen
out of his mouth.
Balls would have fallen out of his mouth. And that's where we get the expression.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's right.
Yeah, it's less words.
To be balls deep was originally in the Civil War, because that was at the point where Lincoln had the balls so deep in his throat that the Union had no other choice but to continue fucking the South.
Mm-hmm. Ken Burns just nodding. Ken Burns taking notes and nodding.
Just set to a dumbass slideshow.
Wow, that's very informative.
Yeah, well, it was actually General Grant would. He liked little girls at the time, which was not necessarily unusual. But the style was growing a giant mustache and molesting boys. As the White House did.
the style of the times.
You have to understand this was before baseball. This was a nation in search of itself. Amidst a great war for its own identity. Trying to figure out a national pastime. Which many assumed would be then and forever molesting young boys. cutting the balls off,
cooking them down into various,
yeah, dude,
various vegetable-based dishes.
Into Johnny Cakes, which was a predecessor to, obviously, the famous Doritos San Locos, invented in the Mexican-American War. It was said that Pancho Villa created the craziest breakfast that ever lived.
Pancho Villa himself.
Yeah.
Ground down Doritos.
Sam Houston during the the Mexican-American War was known for cutting his own balls.
He would cut off a little square of his nut skin.
They had a plan. During the Battle of San Jacinto, the Mexican army took a siesta in the middle of the day, and Sam Houston went down. He sucked the balls of every one of those Mexican soldiers. And his first lieutenant said to him, "Well, sir, why would you do such a thing?" And he said, "It's the last thing that they would expect." And that was sort of the idiosyncratic view of battle that Sam Houston had.
Nah, Houston's soldiers would go on to get slaughtered in that fight.
At the Alamo.
But those Mexican soldiers were never the same, knowing they had
a lot of people struggle to understand the significance of the Alamo back in those days. But you have to, they say the Alamo is such an important battle. For what reasons, you have to put yourself in the mindset of a Texaner living in 1860, and that is the Alamo was the only movie theater where they did not allow black people. You weren't allowed to talk in that theater.
You had to turn your phone off.
You had to turn your phone off or they'd kick you.
But you could order nachos.
For that movie theater to be taken over by Mexico.
Interesting. Well, why don't we circle back to all the battle stuff?
Yeah.
Just Ken Burns, like, I don't know about that one. Gordon, what's his name?
Shelby.
Shelby.
Shelby Foot.
Shelby, why don't we stick to the battle stuff and... I'm not sure they had phone. Anyway, there's a lot wrong with what you just said. But
yeah, it's just the way he's like, just like privately, the way he laughs to him, you know, and Lincoln even, it's like, God
shut
damn.
Shut up. It's like, shit, you guys ever like Shakespeare nerds in high school that would like laugh at the, they would research the part that was supposed to be funny, I guess, in Shakespeare times. It would be like, you old... The goat's horn.
Doth which twixt eyes summer's dream twice on the noggin and three by sail. Sir, I find you to be moot in substance and privilege.
Right. And then some kid doing that. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, shut up.
You don't even know what that means, bro.
No one. That's why it's also in regular English next
year.
It's like all those, you know, and it's funny because all those same people grow up to be, they're like, if you have to explain satire, it's not satire.
Right.
Ever hear of Jonathan Swift?
Mm-hmm.
That's comedy for you.
Ever heard
I didn't of? Think that was very funny, what he was talking about.
Who's Jonathan Swift?
Killing kids. Wasn't it?
It was like
a modest proposal.
It was like John Wick back in the
days. Yeah.
Okay.
Was it?
That sounds cool.
Proposal?
In Victorian Britain.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was an indecent it's
proposal?
An indecent proposal.
Yeah.
He paid Al Pacino to fuck his kids.
Yeah, it's Andy Garcia, isn't it? Or is it Al Pacino? And it's not fucking his kids.
No, I know.
Robert Redford plays the
millionaire.
Was
it
Woody
Harrelson?
It's Woody Harrelson.
Wait, Scent of a Woman is the one I'm thinking
no,
of.
No, Indecent Proposal is
what's
fucking
Pacino
Woody in? Harrelson and his bitch
and
wife.
And Robert Redford.
And Robert Redford is the millionaire.
Yes.
And then he's like, I'm going to fuck your wife for $1 million. And he's like, all right, honey, we got to let him do it. It's the only way we'll afford my bottom surgery.
Yeah, I remember.
Which I don't. I'm pretty sure that was.
That was the plot. Yeah,
I gotta have a pussy.
Wait,
just think about it. When I have a pussy, we can get millions of dollars from twice the millions of dollars.
So this is really a movie. Actually, it's not a tragedy or anything like that. It's about a couple getting their small business off the ground with their first big client.
Yeah, their business of the husband having a pussy.
Yeah, well, they rent their pussies out for millions.
And then, the double the
Woody Harrelson. He's like, he lets the guy fuck his wife. And then he changes his mind at the last minute. And he's like, Deborah, never mind. And he's running after him. But the guy, like Robert Redford's flying away on a helicopter, fucking his wife.
Like,
and he's like chasing
the
helicopter.
Giving the finger getting head.
No. Yeah, he's chasing the helicopter like, no. Such a funny scene.
Wait, isn't there a movie where Al Pacino gets head from someone's wife?
Isn't that Devil's Advocate?
Devil's Advocate. Not Scent of a Woman.
It might be Scent of a Devil.
Scent of the Devil.
Scent of the Devil.
A Sense Advocate.
It's Sulfur is the answer.
Are you scared of the devil?
No.
Why not?
Do Jews believe
the devil?
They do, but they don't have a hell.
So what's the devil up to, just hanging around?
He's like an angel.
Where does he chill?
It's kind of like a dark angel, kind of like a Jessica Alba.
So he's in heaven?
What?
He's in heaven chilling? But in his own little corner?
I don't know. I think he's like flying around and shit.
Didn't they casted that motherfucker out, right? Lucifer is Old Testament, right? So you get, that's part of your shit too.
I don't know if it was in the Old Testament. I think the Old Testament told the story of the Jews living in Egypt.
There's no angels in the Old Testament.
Yeah, there are.
Jews are afraid of flying.
No, Jews have angels.
Can you imagine a Jew with wings?
Yeah.
He's like, oh God, it's just throwing up. I'm getting motion sickness.
I'm nauseous. I'm nauseous.
It would just be penguins.
Yeah.
They'd be flightless
birds. Just waddling.
Yeah.
No, they have angels, like in the story of Abraham.
Just shoplifting batteries under their wings.
Whoopsie.
I need a watch battery once in my life. I'm not paying for it. They want you to buy six of them? They're robbing me.
It's true. How long does it take to use one watch battery?
Six come in the pack? I don't think so.
I'll buy one at a reasonable price.
I'll buy one at a reasonable price.
And yes, I will be opening the packaging.
Well, I've already opened it, so it's destroyed. So you can either throw it out or let me have it. You might as well throw it out because I've destroyed the packaging. And then he's just waiting in the alley by the dumpster. Closing up soon?
There all day. Gets in at 7 a.m. Just stays.
Yeah. I'm just hanging out here. I know the guy that comes and gets the garbage. I wanted to say hi to him.
At Zabar's on the Upper West Side, like all the old kikes hang out all day not buying anything. Like they're like 900-year-old Jews. Mm-hmm. And they just like loiter all day. And then at 4 o'clock, they all start lining up because the pastries are half off. Literally, they do that with their
respect.
Lives. They do that every single day.
Bro, what
that
you're talking about is my retirement plan.
Like, you
dude.
Deny that you're one of those guys, but that day at Guitar Center with you was unreal.
No, shut
you
up,
are one of those
dude.
Guys.
You bring this up all the time.
Because it was literally, I mean, it's
it
like
was
if I had
damaged.
If I had a black friend,
damaged.
It was like, look, I make jokes or whatever, but it was like if I had a black friend and we
Come
went out
on.
And like they were like, sir, KFC is closed. And he's like, I need more goddamn chicken. And where's the watermelon?
Come on,
why don't they have the watermelon guy. Too? And is that a white woman I can have sex with? She better be fat. It'd be like, it's like it would be that. I'd be like, whoa. Mark, what are you?
Chill, dude.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You know,
the
yeah.
back of the guitar had scratches all over it. It did.
There was already a discount if I'm
It was already discounted
no,
like $400 off.
No, well, not that much.
And the guy behind the counter was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's already discounted.
It's like, look,
we have a 45-day return policy. You can buy it. You cannot. It's like, I think
no,
it's a good
deal. You
brought
it down more.
Yeah.
I got to move it down more. I did.
Do they work off commission?
No.
No.
So you
No, he
no,
was keeping
hourly.
Some guy there past when he had clocked out.
No, they okay, they weren't letting new people in, but they still had they're still the indoor was locked,
Incredible.
But we could still get out. I mean, it wasn't fully closed.
Just some guy not changing how much money he's making.
Yeah, I'd be like hanging out with my Asian friend and he's like, yeah, man, comedy sucks lately. I don't know, like, you know, what I'm going to do. Or what. Oh, can I pop in here for a second? I'm like, Becco? Yeah, sure. He's going there. With and he's like, let me see. Can I see that puppy?
Can I get
real
a
quick?
Sample of yeah. that dash hound?
Yeah.
You know, it's Costco rules here.
Yeah. That dash hound.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Dachshund.
They're dachshund.
There's nothing called a dash hound.
No, it's spelled like that.
It should be called a dash.
A dachshund.
You know
is
they're called
dachshund.
I'm not even fucking with you. I thought that was two different.
If that
what
was
you
me,
think
I
a
would
dachshund
be crucified.
Was.
I would be crucified for that stuff. I understand. You know what? It's a mark of intelligence because it means you just read the word. It means you read that word in your.
You're
dog
saying
books
this about yourself. No, it's okay no. when Stav does it because it's cute and he's the dumb one.
I'm
Thank
not
you.
Saying that.
Thank you, Nick.
I'm saying if you haven't heard a
and
word...
And I don't put on airs of intelligence.
No, I don't, neither do I.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
not,
you do.
Since the, not since the incident.
You're the one. You're the one that thinks he's smart. I'm the one
I don't
that thinks
think
he has
I'm
a
smart.
Strict code
Nick,
of
you're
conduct.
Very smart.
And straight.
Nick, you're one of the smartest people I know.
Chill out, man.
Now you're trying to deflect.
I'm not deflecting.
Out.
I'm just stating.
He's not that
I'm
smart.
Saying
We're just
facts.
Stupid.
Yeah.
He's just read a lot of stuff, man.
I could be a Ronin, though.
Yeah, but you're not, dude.
But I could be.
Do they have to be smart?
No.
No, they just have their master has to be killed.
Okay, a Dachshund or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Dachshund. A Dachshund in my head is like a long...
It's a wiener dog.
Really?
Yeah, that's what a dachshund is.
I thought it was something like...
No, all those little wiener dogs are dachshunds.
What it's a wiener dog.
Why aren't they called Dachshunds?
Why aren't they called wiener dogs? That's the real answer.
Yeah, that's what's still question. A German name.
Yeah.
Wiener.
Weinerhund. They could be called Weinerhunds.
They could be called
Weinerhunds. And they would call them wiener hounds. And people would be like, that's not what it's called.
Wiener hound is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually what your name is, Adam.
Yeah, well, I'm a puss hound.
No, you're a wiener hound.
I'm a puss hound, bro.
Oh, great. Here comes some Viner hound looking for a penis.
My man's a damn Viner hound if I ever seen one.
Viner means deal in German. Uh-oh, here comes the Viner hound coming into Guitar Center with his magnifying glass looking for scratches.
It did it. That's significant body damage. You wouldn't buy a car with scratches all over it.
I guess you're right.
You could actually get those attended to in the way you couldn't get that guitar attended to.
I bet you really could pretty easily.
I don't know about pretty easily.
You imagine how bad that would look on stage when you're at your rock and roll show. And everyone
I
could
got
see
some
the
shows coming up.
Never could rock see the scratches on your rock and roll guitar.
Dude, we should just start. We should do live shows and just do play music so shittily.
No, we should make Adam play music and then just be like, wow, great job, man.
Opening the show, 20
like
minute set from Adam Freeland
on the cool
Marin style, dude. Yeah. Laying down some, what did he say? Laying down some riffs.
That shit is so embarrassing, man. It's
that
like
video.
No, I mean, if you want to be an old man that learns a fucking guitar
just
or whatever,
don't take a
that's fine. Whatever. It's pretend to be a child. I get it. My whole life is like that. Mm-hmm. But don't tell people about it. Don't be proud that you learned guitar at 50.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's fucking
well,
sucks.
Well, just don't try to do it good. You know what I mean?
Do it good in your own private life.
Yeah.
Don't try to don't show try off and, about it.
Yeah.
I worry that I'm going to have the same exact midlife crisis as my dad. Which is like, it's got to be 1998. I got to grow a goatee.
Hell yeah.
Model airplane story.
I got to go to the DC-101 chili cook-off and fuck a fat-titted... girl who's covered in lanyards and drives a Chevy Cavalier.
Sounds awesome.
A girl
bro.
Named like Cheryl.
That's how something. You forget that you're gonna die.
Yeah. Your dad had a goatee.
No, my dad had a goatee.
How'd your dad?
Awesome.
Hot
dad,
second. You talked to your dad after
awesome,
the World
dude.
Series.
I did. Yeah.
Is he stoked?
Well, my dad's so funny. He's like, he literally right after the game ended, I was like. Hey, congrats. I hope you guys are be having a nice night or whatever. He's like, yep, going to bed. He's like, that'll help me sleep soundly.
He's been waiting.
His reward for his team winning the World Series is one nice night rest as opposed to the waking nightmare he lives the rest of his time. This will be nice. I'll smile tonight.
I'll be happy going to bed. Just,
God, just not dark, having an anxiety bro. Attack for one night.
Yeah. Yeah, he sucks.
Whatever, man. Sucks. Fuck the Nats. Mm.
He literally has like nothing to be happy about. It's like, yeah, dumb shit like baseball and then Marvel movies occasionally. He's one of those guys.
Interesting. Good for him, man. Well, phase two's coming up, you know?
Yeah.
I just saw Spider-Man Far From Home. The one with
I
Jake
heard it
Gyllenhaal.
Sucked.
What? What the fuck are people expecting from these movies? It was fine.
I didn't see it.
It was fine.
The last one was good, Homecoming.
Yeah, cock coming. This one was fine, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was no... Michael Keaton rocked cock in the first one. He was great. And his daughter was pretty hot.
One of my favorite actors.
Is his daughter dating Clay? Clay Thompson?
Mm-hmm. What? They don't tell
you
his
daughter
man
the movie
is
dating.
Where
She's
he was bitten by the spider
so fire.
Was on his penis, and his
really?
Penis fell off.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, so it was really his name should just be Spider.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas eating sunflower seeds, if you guys are wondering what that noise is.
Oh, is that picking up?
Oh, I don't know, is it?
Wait, are you not spitting out?
Huh?
Are you not spitting out the shells?
No.
You eat the shells?
Yeah.
damn, dude. Fuck that. That's weird.
That's weird, bro.
You shit out shells, bro?
Where do they put the flavor?
I mean, you suck the flavor
dry. You suck the flavor and you spit the shell out.
Where do they put the flavor?
On the shell, but okay. You suck it off.
You don't open the shell before you put the seed in.
Where
your
do
mouth?
They put the flavor on fucking crabs? What do you eat, crab shells?
Yep. Never heard of fucking fried soft shell crab?
Well, that's
okay,
soft shell.
Not a soft, okay, a not
hard shell.
Whoa, oh, here comes Mr. Technicality.
No, man. What flavor is that, by the way? Ranch?
It's mind your own business flavor. Sour cream and onion.
Ooh.
They make that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Was sunflower seeds a thing in the desert?
Yeah, growing up. I mean, I played baseball growing up, so we'd eat seeds all the time.
God damn, this shit is picking up hilariously.
They're going to get so mad.
Who cares, man? Fuck you stupid pieces of shit.
I really don't like them.
Suck our fucking dicks, man. Do you have some? Yeah, keep going, Nick. Do you have some from? Do you have some pudding for me to eat? We need three different. We need a hard crunch.
You're listening to the Tapioca Pudding Review Podcast. You're listening to the Breakfast Club. We eat every kind of breakfast.
Damn, that went wrong.
We are big fat guys with tattoos. We love craft beer and we love having breakfast. And this is breakfast bullshit on fucking Vice.
Dude,
you're watching the breakfast faggots on Vice.
No. Until that last word, I was in. I don't want to be a part of that team.
Why?
Because I would be stealing. Clearly, that's something.
It's always like you're worried about a rapper canceled? Getting someone high.
No, I'm not worried about being canceled. If Vice did the breakfast homosexuals.
Faggots.
It would clearly be like gay guys taking it back, taking the word back.
Oh, yeah, but they're like punk about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be allowed to. That would be cultural.
How about a southern comic who's like, doesn't know that people know what Queer Eye for the Straight Guy is?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was flipping channels the other day, and I see this show where they got these gay guys trying to give advice to a straight guy on how to live his life. I was like, what the hell is this show called, Faggots? Is that what it's called?
It's actually called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What?
Oh, all right.
It was filmed in Atlanta. No, we know a lot of people on it.
Yeah, I guess that is a funny name for it. I was just saying it would be funny if it was called Faggots.
I guess.
Anyways. What's up with that button to call the attendant on an airplane? Can you imagine how much of a cunt you have to be to press that? Oh, excuse me, I need attention. They come around every 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. You like that one, Adam?
Yeah, it's pro-worker. It's good politics.
Mm-hmm. That's what most Southern comedy is.
Pro-worker?
Anti-gay pro-worker.
Not bad populist. No.
Damn, the opposite of Adam.
Yeah.
I'm pro-gay, anti-worker.
Pro-gay, anti-worker.
Yeah.
And I'm damn proud of it. I'm a Pete Buttigieg.
Why would you want to call that person over anyways? They're just going to tell you to put your fucking seatbelt on.
That's so true.
Did you guys?
Why the hell do they have seatbelts on the airplane?
Mm-hmm.
You guys saw that really funny bit?
Hold on. Nick's working stuff out. Nick's just going to become this guy at a certain point.
I like it.
Eating sunflower seeds. Just,
yeah. They call me whole shell.
Oh, boy. I better put my seatbelt on in case some Muslims want to crash this fucking thing into the World Trade Center. Yeah, they said, originally they said 3,000 people died. Turns out it's 2,999. Some guy had his seatbelt on.
That's good.
That's good.
There you go, man.
It turns out some guy lived because he paid mine to the fasten seatbelt line.
Damn, that's like a Bill Ingvold.
Yeah, I could do that too.
Yeah.
You should do it, man.
There's a lot of shit with the airport. They love, look, redneck comedy is perfect. The combination of that and fucking, and 9/11 airplanes, just great.
Smoking and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some stuff about drinking.
Is Ron White still doing his thing?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's what gets me excited to sit in a fucking tiny seat is ordering a $35 fucking beer from the knockoff Rainforest Cafe. I'll tell you what they should sell is heroin.
Woo!
Everyone's
you tell
them.
You tell him Shells.
His name's Shells?
Yeah.
Because he doesn't stop eating sunflowers.
He won't stop eating sunflowers.
Whole shell mullein, dude.
Yeah.
Frankie Shells.
Bert Trash. Bert Piss. What's up with that morning, good morning Vietnam movie? Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm drunk off sunflower seeds.
Keep going.
What's that about?
Oh, it's about a radio host.
No, I'm fucking asking
y'all. I'm asking y'all. I'm done.
I'm done.
My time is done.
Look, they booked me for 20 minutes. The headliner didn't show up. He's at the Waffle House trying to fuck a retarded girl.
At the fucking... That sounds about right.
I miss the road. I miss bombing and like... You know, back when nobody knew who you were.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, somebody'd be
just
like...
Just eating a fat cock.
Yeah, they could do a festival in like New Orleans and like, yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. Somebody booked another show an hour outside of town.
Yeah.
At a bar. And so you get like, yeah, I should get as many spots as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. While you're out in New Orleans, you get one token
put
for
in the work,
beer.
The work. You know, you got to put in the work.
Get them sets in grind.
That's how you become... A comic that's done way too many shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better, that hates comedy.
Better at comedy than you were before, whoever that was. But still not good, probably.
Bert. Trash.
Did you do anything for Halloween, Adam?
No, not really.
Why not, dude? I'm trying to get some slutty tail. I thought you were.
They really couldn't put any more fucking name or ideas into the name than Stop and Shop. That could be the name of any fucking store.
Yeah, you could shop it.
That's what you do literally at any fucking store.
That has nothing
to do with food.
Uh huh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, welcome to my place. Give us fucking money and we hand shit to you. That's the name of the business. Fuck that. I'm going to Wegmans.
The guy's name.
This guy loves Wegmans, huh?
Is the Wegmans open yet?
Is there a Wegmans here?
It's about to open by...
You know what I like about Whole Foods? You could take the W off and nobody would know difference.
Same word.
Seems like it's the same kind of business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta be a dumb bitch.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
You gotta be a dumbass bitch. You
gotta
shopping
be a dumb bitch.
Whole Foods.
Now, catch me over at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. I'm over at Trader Joe's getting pussy while y'all over at Whole Foods being gay.
He thinks Trader Joe's is cool.
I'm getting pussy over at Trader Joe's while y'all are being gay over at Whole Foods, putting lotions in y'all asses and whatnot.
Black people are all getting grills now. It seems everywhere I go, black people got grills.
That's right, Shells.
Oh, no. This is the part of his set that might...
It might get a little risque.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, dude.
A lot of people think I'm racist for just mentioning it. No, I'm just jealous I didn't think of it first.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I had gold teeth. I could walk into the White House right now and bite off Barack Obama's dick.
He still
just spit
Obama's
it right back... Just spit it in Michelle Obama's face.
I don't know about that one, but I don't like Obama.
I'd be like, should we stop that guy? I'd be like, I don't know. I think he's Benjamin Franklin. He's got gold teeth.
Damn, did Benjamin Franklin have gold teeth?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He invented grills.
Respect. Respect to the pussy getting maestro himself.
Mm.
Smoke one out for Benny Franks.
Did you guys see that really funny joke on The Daily Show? They asked Hillary Clinton if she'd kill...
Nauseating.
I actually didn't see it because I knew it was going to be horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What was it like? She was like, yes, I did it. Ha ha ha.
No, Trevor Noah's like, of course you didn't. Like, he's like, what does it feel like to be this boogeyman for the right? All these insane conspiracy theories.
Ugh.
And it's like, you were a fucking
pussy. Boo.
She's literally like...
Come on, bro.
Even if you think that Bill Clinton didn't rape kids, he was still on a child sex trafficker's plane.
I know.
A million times.
Yeah, what the fuck? You could even be like, oh, it's, you know, ridiculous.
Even if
but
you don't
but
think
also,
that...
why was your husband on the plane?
Even if
like, be like, hey, real quick, though, he was on the plane.
Yeah, why were your PR guys like trying to shut down the Weinstein investigation?
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Didn't Ronan say that shit?
Yeah.
And like, okay, like even and if you don't think
Frank Sinatra's
even
son,
if you don't think she sacrificed kids in a temple, she's still like a mass murderer, Secretary of State around the world.
Yeah, And didn't they have slaves? Didn't they have slaves when they were in? Yeah.
Also, I just want to say Chelsea.
Didn't they just have like prisoners be their slaves?
And this is not like because of any grudge or anything like this, but Chelsea objectively busted. I wouldn't fuck her with your dick. Disgusting.
Whoa,
horrible.
Not even my dick?
Not even with your dick.
I would fuck her with your dick.
I wonder what it'd be like to fuck with Stav's dick. I probably wouldn't even be able to know how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, would it be like in finesse. My hand or would it be on my body where
it's
my penis
on your
is?
Body. Like, imagine having to just deal with like a really just small dick.
Well, it has
well,
a,
hold on.
It's
not that
with a tight foreskin.
Just like, be
a
like,
tight foreskin would be more of a problem than how little it
your
is.
Your stroke would be all fucked up. You just have no, like, you can't.
Yeah, you'd have to, it'd take a little getting
you're
used to.
You're only used to a particular rhythm, probably.
You have to know your rhythm.
Yeah.
You maybe can't cock your pelvis back as far as you remember you can cock yours.
I feel like it would take probably an hour. You'd get the hang of it.
A you think an dick? Hour?
Yeah. When it comes to a dick.
I think I could get up and go with anybody else's penis because I've had the hardest penis to learn how to fuck with.
Yeah, it's true. Because
it's fucking little and
you
fucked
suffered,
up.
Dude.
I've suffered, but at the same time, you equip me with a larger or just more reliable penis. Lights out, brother. Now, unfortunately for me, there is not a way to do that. And unfortunately, I am mostly just stuck with how bad my fucked up little penis is. Yeah. But I love it
the
and I cherish it.
The Sphinx's paradox.
I love it and I cherish it. And you know, it got a couple blue chews in me. You know what I'm saying? You won't even know the difference. compared to a regular penis. So girls, get at me, is what I'm saying. Just like a regular penis, as long as I have cock pills in my system.
Just tell people it's a neo penis, and then you got the surgery. I'm waiting for those surgeries.
It would be an awesome trans dick.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's basically a good normal dick.
Uh-huh.
Except for the foreskin really does hold me back sometimes. I heard, though, my brothers apparently also have tight foreskins.
Oh,
and
it's a family
they have to
thing.
Massage. Yeah, we have tight our cock skin.
What about you think your grandfathers had them?
You think probably.
It's like, yeah, it's generational.
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
I think it might skip a generation. I remember when I was younger and I saw my dad's penis, it seemed like he had a loose foreskin. That's just from my recollection.
What a piece of shit, dude.
But my brothers all have a tight foreskin. What are you looking at?
Is that Family Guy Christmas gear?
Oh, yeah. It's a gift.
Who,
gift
who's
Nick
that
got.
For?
It's for Nick.
Who gave you Family Guy Christmas stuff?
I don't know. You can read their address off the box as long as you're looking around and saying things.
I just saw. I
as
mean,
long as you're fucking recklessly eyeballing. All right,
where'd
shit.
You get these turbo towels?
Don't let people know I have turbo towels.
They're tubbo towels.
Tubbo towels.
You fucking idiot.
Look on the back, dude. It says right there. Literally thousands of uses.
Wow.
Thousands of fucking uses, you fucking idiot.
It removes lipstick and nail polish.
Yeah.
I don't need
you
that.
You should need that.
I don't need that.
That's the first thing you saw. You're like, oh.
How quick, like, if somebody unexpectedly is coming over your apartment and you have to get that off yourself, would it work?
No.
That's what you asked.
It's like Adam showing up late to the podcast and to go pick him up. And he runs out like grandpa when they lock the door and he couldn't get his pills.
Yeah, he starts growing tits.
Yeah, he has long hair. I lost my pills.
Have you ever put on lipstick, Adam?
Yeah.
When?
Sarah and I made this video once where we were both playing women.
Nice.
Yeah, I was wearing lipstick. I think I looked really good in it, honestly.
Would you wear lipstick more, you think?
No, I don't think I'd wear it more, but it did like make my lips pop, you know?
Why not
just
wear
nice
a little
rouge.
Bit, maybe a nude?
I don't know. I think it would look weird, but like if
Why?
I was...
Why? Why are you a slave to gender?
I'm not a slave to gender. It's just like...
Seems
I'm,
like you are.
No, it just would throw the balance of my face off a little bit, you know?
You said it made him pop.
Well, because I had a wig and like ladies' clothing on and stuff.
Maybe you need a wig. Or to dye your hair blonde.
I'm not going to dye my hair blonde.
Why not? You were talking about doing some other
stuff. Yeah, we
could
start calling you Janice if you want.
To be a girl on the show?
You don't have to be a girl.
You don't have to be a girl. You can do whatever you want, but if you want, we can start calling you Janice.
Yeah, why don't we just start calling you Janice? Just in case.
I don't want that.
Janice, do you want any sour cream or Sour cream and onion.
Since you asked.
That's cool, Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything okay at the apartment, Janice?
Not really, but...
Have you been hooking up with other girls? Girls other than yourself?
Yeah, I've been dyking out.
Yeah. Anybody you want to mention by name?
I won't say their names. I won't say their names, but I'll say some really key facts that'll let the intrepid fans just ruin their lives.
Should I move to Key West?
I don't think it's... Oh, actually, did you watch The Beach Bum?
The what?
Yeah, The Beach Bum rules.
Did you watch the Harmony Korine movie?
No.
I think it would be cool to be a parrot head as a midlife crisis thing.
Isn't that... What about global warming, though? Isn't that going to fuck you shit up?
Yeah, it's probably gone in like 20 years.
I don't think global warming's going to be a problem.
I think Miami's going to be gone. I'm about to go, dude.
Yeah, but not anytime. You know, look, Adam, you turn 40 in like fucking 4 years.
That's 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're right. You're ready, dude.
Dude, I don't want something to die when I'm sick. I don't want my shit to go underwater when I'm 60. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to get into collecting World War II battle rifles.
Okay. I would like to be a military history middle-aged guy.
No, you eventually. Wouldn't.
I would.
No. You don't have the framework for it yet.
What do you mean? What framework?
Because it's like, first of all, if you're going to become a middle-aged history guy,
you have to already
know a shit ton about that. You can't be like, actually, there was a guy named Hitler who was pretty bad. Yeah, I'm sort of a World War II buff.
Yeah, I'm sure
you think
you
I don't
do.
Know who Hitler is?
Yeah, you do. We all know.
Yeah, I'm obsessed
with
it.
We can't get you to fucking shut up about all this.
I know, I'm addicted to Hitler.
It's like, relax, dude.
No, get over it.
Get over it. Yeah. I wasn't there. You weren't there. Time to move
on. I want to get just a bunch of wigger clothes, like just baggy pants that are pulled almost all the way down. You know, like big sunglasses, hat cocked sideways, and go to the Holocaust Museum and just go from every room being like, "Damn, that's whack."
Hell nah.
That shit is whack, Maury. You are not the father. Damn, man, these fools are straight tripping.
They tripping on these Jews, man.
They be tripping on this shit, man.
You go to the shoes room.
White supremacy? Not on my watch.
You just go to the shoes room and you're like, what are those?
Damn, maybe they threw them in the oven because they had some whack ass kicks.
Damn, I was wondering, you think anybody was doing Showtime on those boxcars?
Why can't we do Showtime? I've never seen a white Showtime guy.
That's a good question.
Why can't
That's
we be like question, the first Janice. whites to break into Showtime, you know?
Why don't you do it?
I don't know if I have the coordination or athleticism.
Well, there's your answer, brother.
Yeah, you lack the upper body strength to do any kind of
pull-up. Dude, I saw a guy. You know how they like split the poles now? Where there's like the poles bow out. They're like circles now instead of straight lines down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saw guys like Showtime like skillet out like a ready beat the technology. Like they built those poles so people can't Showtime on them.
No, that's not the reason they built them.
Yeah, they did.
No, they're just nicer. There's more place to put your hand.
No, sure. But it's also to prevent people from Showtiming.
You can Showtime on anything, brother.
And then I saw people Showtime on those the other day.
How would that stop you from Showtiming?
Because if it's a single think of a fireman pole, you can swing around it like a whore, you know? Like one of those whores.
You can still swing around like a whore.
I don't think it's to stop Showtime. I think it's because
I think it was to stop Showtime.
No, that's dumb. It's because there's so much sex assault on the trains, they have to have two poles and no one's accidentally touching each other's hands.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's not a sex assault to touch someone's hand.
Yeah, it is.
That you don't know.
It's because somebody was like, "What if a man pretends like he was touching, he was grabbing the pole and he touched my hand?" Everybody is, you know, it's like keep
that
to
happens
yourself.
To me all the time.
Look, but the benefit of riding the train used to be that maybe you'd sneak your hand up.
The point is, it is not the benefit of the train.
Little finger puppet picture show for, you know, and
absolutely not. That was never acceptable.
Maybe
in
goose a gal on the way to your job.
I don't believe so.
Down in the ironing board district.
I don't think that's part of.
Look, I've been making ironing boards since 1910. All right, I've been riding these trains since back when they were slave operated.
Yeah.
They used to have slaves push the trains through the tunnel.
No, they were never slave operated. No, but they were like seesaw, that seesaw thing.
Really?
No.
That'd be cool.
What are those things called, Nick?
Huh?
What are those like train things where it's just like a, it's like a.
I think they're called push carts.
Is it called a push cart?
Pushy carts. I want some pushy.
You're not really pushing. I guess you're pushing.
I want some pushy.
Baby, I always thought that was cool how in like movies.
I love to eat the pushy.
I want to eat the pushy.
History, please give me a direction to pussy. History. Which word to the pussy place?
I needed to find the pussy.
History, I needed to have a pussy on my penis.
I like your flow, Nick. That's a different Japanese guy flow.
Yeah.
History.
History. How did my penis get inside of a pussy?
That's a new rhythm, dude.
Yeah, it's Japanese newscaster. History.
Ah, oh, fuck. Damn. Dun, 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 dun. My dick is small.
I'm getting dinner in Astoria tonight.
Oh, nice, oh, man. Cool. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, thanks.
It's with a girl.
The fuck you doing over in Astoria, dude?
Going to that Greek restaurant by the water.
Wow, my man's out here doing romantic shit.
Is it romantic?
It's good. It's pretty good.
I'm going to tell her if it's romantic.
I miss that Greek restaurant we went to in Brisbane.
That place rocked.
It was so good. I was on drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were on painkillers.
No, no.
Yeah.
It was Melbourne.
It was in Melbourne.
Yeah, I can't remember. But it like.
Because Melbourne's like hella Greek.
Most
randomly.
Greek people outside of Greece.
That really was the peak of the whole thing. It was like, yeah, this show's not going to get any better.
Dude, you were in such a good mood when you were on pills, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, time to get back.
Here's
on
the thing.
Pills.
It's like, you know, people talk about dry drunk or whatever, and it is real. Some people should just be fucked up all the time.
Uh-huh.
When I'm fucked up all the time, I'm great.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just that it's like real, it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have decisions
also, it's
to make.
A depressant, too, like at a certain point.
Shut up, Adam.
Shut up.
Shut up, Janice.
Sorry. Janice, please. All right.
It's a depressive, they say. I heard they that say. At the Tattletale Society. I was at had the Tattletale Society at a meeting last week. We were
in line waiting for our 40% off Patriots.
We were waiting for the 40% off Patriots, and Cheryl was showing us a video where she had documented speed bump violators.
They were actually speeding up through
on Elder Street, demonstrating how the speed bump doesn't do enough damage to people's suspensions, and that it should be more.
We're recommending a couple spikes.
We're putting
top.
Spikes on the road and a gun that shoots you if you drive faster than 2 miles per hour.
And if you have any bumper stickers that show support for Palestine, it will also shoot you.
Mm.
I don't think those women care about that shit.
Oh, they do.
They don't know what Palestine is. They're like, I love Israel. And they're like, what about Palestine? They're like, what are you talking about?
Nah, dude. Israel is king to them, like Kanye for Jesus.
Those people are obsessed with Israel.
They
that
really
generation
are.
Of Jews, they love it.
The boomers.
Yeah.
The Jumers.
So annoying.
The doorbusters.
Fuck. What were we just about to talk about?
Michael Jordan.
I'll talk about Jordan.
What do you think of the new NBA season, Nick?
I don't know. I don't give a shit. You know I don't give a shit.
Yeah, if you're going to do that bit, it's got to be a little more.
Nick, what do you think of the new...
The news about Curry's hand injury,
yeah,
dude.
Steph Curry's
breaking his hand
injury.
I don't give a shit. I'll continue to say I don't give a shit now, because you already
dude,
fucked
up. Yeah,
you
fucked it up, dude. I love when the siren goes.
The Adam's Gay siren?
No, it's the...
The Adam's Gay siren?
Is copying
siren.
Looks like somebody's copying.
My dick is...
They shouldn't have buses.
Absolutely agree.
They should take away those fucking buses from
they
them.
They always terrible. Drive them wrong.
They drive them
they
wrong.
How do they go horizontal across the street?
To block
how
traffic.
Do they even make it, how do they even make that happen, though, like physically?
They block all
they would
traffic
have to, like, go
in every
over
direction.
The side. Yeah.
And first of all, they're like picking these kids up at like fucking like Bedford and like Willoughby. And then dropping them off at school.
4 blocks
on
away.
No stringent.
Yeah, it's like just walk.
Like a block and a half. Yeah.
Right. And it's like, why the fuck do they need it? The public schools don't have
buses. I love when you see the kids playing like outside their schools. They don't give them balls. So they just like do it. Like they just run around from one side of the playground to the other.
The Jews, you mean?
Yeah, because they're not. We're not big with the. We don't like with bulls.
They got balls in Astoria, dude.
The Orthodox Jews?
No, no, we don't have.
And there goes Adam's bit.
No,
there
no.
goes.
The Satmar.
Right out the window.
No, the Satmar.
Zero truth to this premise.
It's 100% true, dude.
No, I
fake joke. The joke is fake. It's a lie. You saw it once, and now you're trying to do an observation about all of them.
No, they don't. This in
zero points.
The guys by us.
The joke is a lie.
Don't give them balls.
Joke canceled. Nice try,
you
asshole.
You know that. You know this is true too.
Hissity. Do the Jews have a ball? Yes, Jews are allowed to play with balls.
Not all Jews. Come on,
city.
Bro. I'm just talking about the
Hi.
Satmars.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, the shut up, please. The joke is fake.
The joke is a fake.
The joke is revealed to be fake.
All right, dude. I don't tell you anything about fucking whatever you are, Irish, depressed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'm not like, you ever notice how the kids outside of the...
You make observations about ethnic groups all day long.
That are all correct.
And mine was correct as well.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No.
No, I don't think so.
All Japanese people read the news.
That's true.
Old Jewish women don't know what Palestine is.
That's funny.
Never.
Oh, guys, Beto just dropped out.
About fucking time.
Is that surprising?
But he will not run for Senate.
What a fucking idiot, dude.
What a fucking...
My man's got the lightest nuts of all time, dude. Mm-hmm. My man got some empty nuts.
It was so funny to watch him skateboard across that stage, and it's like anyone could do that.
Yeah,
he just stayed. It looks like he was pushed onto
yeah.
the...
Yeah, he wasn't even, like, kicking. Like, mm-hmm. He was just stationary with his arms in like a T.
And then there's like a video of like Andrew Yang doing like a fucking 900.
No, Andrew Yang's, yeah, but he was sicker at skating for sure.
Mm-hmm. He can skate.
He can do everything.
Nice, dude.
Did you see the hot young Yang pics?
He's not that hot, dude.
93 Yang? He looked good.
When he was dressed up as a
he
dead
looks
Kennedy.
Cool as shit.
He looked tight.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
The dead Kennedy's pic? He's
maybe there's like a in college, like a college.
Yeah,
Yang.
He was
he
like,
cool.
Yeah,
he had like cool hair.
Yeah,
okay. Andrew Yang Young, what's his wife look like?
Probably the hottest chick ever, bro.
Oh, yeah, he does look kind of cool.
Let me see
when he's got like a fucking trench coat and shit.
Yeah, dude, sick.
Yeah, he looks kind of cool. I gotta be
honest.
Yeah,
real college.
Yeah,
rock,
I remember
dude,
people sharing that picture, being like, "Young Andrew Yang." I'm like, "That's funny." And then I saw Andrew Yang be like, "Yep, well, it's going around. Here's me in high school," and I was like, "Holy shit, he's cool."
Yeah, he's cool.
Because even like Barack Obama looked like a fucking nerd.
Yeah, Barry.
Yeah, he looked like Pharrell.
He was in the Chum gang though, dude. He smoked loud.
Is that what chuming means?
Him and his boys called themselves the Chum gang.
That's pretty cool.
That's
Adam
cool.
loves to vac chum up men's chum.
No, it's, shut up.
He loves to do lines of cum.
Of chum?
Adam likes to dry up cum and then chop it into a dust. He's like, I'm getting high off chum. Big league chum.
Big league chum. Beating off into a packet, giving it a mouthful of it,
spitting it out, stepping up to the plate. Number 69, Jessica De Gay Guy.
My dick is small.
I hate Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, she's the devil, bro.
Fuck.
Larry, can you bring me up? Can you say fuck Hillary Clinton? Sure, no problem, Joker.
You got it, Joker.
No problem, Joker. Listen, not everybody's bad. There's good people like Hillary Clinton. She's not fucking good, Larry. You just brought Hillary Clinton here to laugh at her crimes.
I gotta say, he makes quite an entrance, the Joker.
The Joker?
When he goes on Murray's show.
He's such a good dancer.
The dancing, what is, why, the dancing was kind of gay.
It was sick.
What was the point of the dancing?
I don't know. That was, if I think critically about the movie, oh, down the dancing stairs? Was gay.
What is the point of the dancing?
It's a comedic relief. I mean, it's supposed to be a fucking joke. It's like, if people are like, they thought this was a good decision. It's like, no, it's absurd.
Yeah, it's not.
He just
it's
loves like to
it,
dance.
And it's supposed, it like, it reads as fucking absurd.
I don't know, man. I just didn't really, I mean, it was fun. But everyone's talking about the movie, the dancing being
awesome.
Wait,
are you talking about the stairs?
What do you mean everybody's talking about the movie, but the dancing being awesome?
People talking about the dancing being cool. And I was like, I thought it was fucking stupid, but I don't give a fuck.
I didn't know he was that talented.
Like, why would the guy be a good dancer?
Why would the Joker be a good dancer?
I didn't think that was good dancing. I think we all have the ability to dance like that in us. And that was kind of the point of the movie.
Oh, interesting. You think it was kind of like
that all
motivation.
Well, you know, speaking, you know who the real Joker is fucking Kanye. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him, it's like, man, you are like severely disabled.
Dude.
And still doing it.
He gave
his new CD sucks.
He gave an interview that was just like, this man needs to be in a hospital.
When he said that he got $50 million tax return because he believes in God now.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's like, but last year, I owed like $100 million in taxes. And then I started believing in God. And then this year, I got $54 million back in taxes because God got me. Like, God got my back.
No, he was some guy.
Clearly, it was probably a Jewish guy doing his taxes.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably Trump's tax cuts somehow. But...
Yeah,
he gave an interview that was just like some guy was like, so what do you think about, you know, something about like, you talk about living your life for the devil in the past. Is that true? And he was like, I mean, you know, you look at my lyrics and it's like, I'm a sick fuck. I love to get whatever. And he's like, are you such a fucking
I get my
hoe.
Dick sucked. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, oops, bad Christian points. I'm not allowed to curse. And he said it like that. He was like, oops, the negative Christian points. And it's like, and he like looked up like,
yeah, he's
it's
severely
like
mentally
insanity.
Ill. But
dude.
The other shit that
he makes
says,
really annoying.
The other shit that he
mad,
says,
though,
he's like, I've always said things that people get mad. It's like, you know, he's like, I was wearing polos. People call me a faggot. I was the first person to say you shouldn't be homophobic in rap. And he's like, I got shit for that. And it's he's not wrong.
Yeah. He's not.
He's right.
Cameron was wearing pink.
It's also like,
though.
This is still the
but
fucking...
But in a homophobic way. Salute. That's how homophobic Cameron was.
Yeah,
he could wear
true.
A puffy ass pink, just a mink. And it's like, nah, we still don't fuck with gay people.
The fucking George Bush doesn't care about black people thing.
Incredible.
Huge.
That rule.
Incredible.
That's huge. So Kanye has always been somebody, like, it's like, you know, oh, he's sucking up to, he's not sucking up to anybody. He never has.
That's true.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, but.
But he's
I
also,
mean,
he seems like he's more insane.
He just needs
than
help.
And he's been open about it. I mean, he is like a, yeah, he's like a, he's got like bipolar or something.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know,
well, whenever he comes out of the record, it seems like he goes off the Lexapro and then he just goes off the rails.
Yeah.
And then says slavery was a choice and all that stuff. So. Yeah.
I mean, he is crazy, but...
Yeah, of course.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, if you don't find him at least somewhat... I mean, because there's an authenticity to it. It's not... It's like
sure,
sort of refreshing.
Sure. I agree.
It doesn't mean that his, like, reasoning for supporting certain things or, like, you know, whatever opinions he may or may not have, considering how fucking transient his positions are anyways, I mean, it doesn't really matter one way or the other. It's like he's severely fucked up and he's kind of handling it well.
I guess that's true. He could be like, yeah, shitting himself. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, he could be.
Or home. Lashing out at people. I mean, yeah. he's not like a guy that's like fucking hurting anybody.
Yeah. It sucks that his, I mean, I wish this album was a little better. I didn't think it was like, I mean, it wasn't great, obviously, but there's
I didn't
a
even
couple
listen
listenable
it.
Parts of it. I don't know. There's that cool...
The Kenny G sax solo.
The Kenny G sax solo.
It's pretty cool.
The thing with Ty Dolla $ign is pretty good. That Ty
yeah,
Dolla
but
$ign
not as good
it.
As whatever. We don't have to talk about
I haven't listened to Yandy. That's maybe why I
there's
think
there's a song on
good.
Yandy called New Body, which is so sick.
There's that song On God, I think, on this one that's like a Pierre beat that's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know that one? But that's all I got.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty bad, but...
It wasn't
good. Who
cares
about what I think?
It's just Adam quietly at home reading opinions about Kanye's album.
Shut up, Nick.
And being like, I guess I think it's bad. I guess I'll listen to it and then decide it's bad later.
First of all, it's not even an album. It's like 15 minutes long.
It's like two hours earlier.
It's a pretty easy
Adam issue. Scrolling through a blog that says, first of all, it's not even an album.
Yep. I did get you there, Adam.
All right. We're off Funny Moms this Monday, but we are back on the 11th.
Yes.
Which is also Veterans Day. We'll be
honoring the troops.
Our troops.
On the 12th, I got Fat Tuesdays, the launch in the big room. Please come out to that. Also, I'm at the Stress Factory this Wednesday in Jersey, and I'm in New Orleans in Lafayette, Louisiana on the 8th and the 9th. And then also the Bridgeport Stress Factory on the 21st, then Atlanta on the 23rd, Nashville on the 24th, Baltimore 29th and 30th, and then Houston on the 13th, and I'm trying to add San Antonio to that run, and Dallas and Austin. It looks like I'm going to get there early next year. Sorry about the delays. I was trying to make a whole little trip of it, but so yeah, stavi.biz/tour. Come see me. I'm all over the motherfucking place. Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the Stand. Funny Moms.
So wait, somebody sent me a message on Instagram and said, kid from my high school stole a soda machine from outside a liquor store, chained it to the back of his Durango.
Hell yeah.
Cops got him literally one block later.
I love
incredible.
It. That's so funny.
Incredible respect to that man, dude.
The chain had maybe 50 feet of slack.
Just going around corners. So funny.
Salute, dude. Send that man a bunch of free merch, dude.
Yeah.
Can we sponsor him the way skate companies sponsored people?
Yeah.
Sponsored dumbasses.
No, that fucking rules. What an awesome crime to do.
Respect to him. Respect to this motherfucker with the little ass dick.
Damn, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, bro. It's time for me to take edibles. I've been taking so many edibles as pain relievers. Okay, guys. Suck our hard cocks. Goodbye.